Biblical Questions Concerning LGBT Issues by Dr. Ray Herman. I wrote about gay and transgender issues about 5 years ago, but continue to get questions concerning those groups and what is God's point of view on the LGBT lifestyle. Those descriptive alphabet characters change over time, but currently the official identification is LGBTQIA+, and they stand for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or transvestite, questionable or queer, intersex, asexual, and plus more. Since additional letters are occasionally added to the acronym that these groups use, I wonder what new ones will be introduced in the future, maybe a P for pedophilia or another B for bestiality, or maybe both. I pray that I am wrong, but it is a very strange and deviant world we now live in. Along with current human hybridization and cloning research, these end days remind me of Sodom and Gomorrah. Many people who are interested in these societal groups are looking for God's approval, or their family members are looking to prove God's disapproval. In some cases, a writer to me just wants to point out certain scripture as support of God's guaranteed acceptance for such practices. Of course, there are lots of people who really don't care what God likes or dislikes, as they are the agnostics and atheists who have no interests either way, or maybe they are just some sociopaths with an agenda. God loves everyone, has been shouted into my face more than once. The Bible does say that in places, but a deep study of His Word indicates distinctions must be made. He displays goodness universally, such as He supplies air to breathe for the unjust, just as there is for the just. And He restrains His punishment of the unjust, so they may still have a chance to reverse their evil ways. These are just a couple of examples of our Lord's love for the sinner, but even for God there is a limit to His patience. There comes a time when God acts against those breaking His laws. Many who test God's patience lose in the end. I find the mental attitudes, which protesting gay sociopaths tend to display, are of extreme behavior, and you can see their misguided works making the headline news every day. Their attitudes include immorality, deep-seated ill will, and bitter conflict. They have an in-your-face demand not only for inclusion, but of forcing their agenda upon the world. Such sociopaths seem to enjoy bitter conflict and shameful cliques, and they display a wanton manner. Is it only a coincidence that these attributes are the same as those traits explained by the Apostle Paul for being part of Satan's described desires of the flesh? These attitudes are so alien to Jesus that He will bar such people from His kingdom. Yes, I understand there have been homosexuals, and other deviant groups, throughout biblical history. That fact is sometimes used by LGBT members to suggest God's approval, their idea being that God wouldn't have allowed these practices if He hated them. Other pro-LGBT arguments are that God created homosexuals, or God made them special, or that God decided they should be gay, and so on, and therefore everyone should accept it. The reality of these generalized statements is either non-existent or they are taken completely out of context. Most amazing to me is that even Christian churches are willing to make congregational adjustments with the excuse of not wanting to offend or hurt people's feelings. To cause hurt feelings is ungodly, they preach. But favoring one group's feelings usually forces the other groups into unfavorable positions. So, their real reason to make changes is not for inclusion of people, but by decisions based upon greed. Either they are themselves sinners or they want to avoid losing donations, or both. As one example, a Christian pastor of a Protestant church in Germany declared that God is queer while advocating for a slew of other liberal causes. This was reported by the newspaper Die Welt in Berlin. Such leaders' real reasons have little to do with hurt feelings, or even God's law. Even Catholic organizations are justifying acceptance of LGBT activities. Recently, the Church of St. Paul the Apostle in Manhattan, New York, USA, displayed multiple pieces of artwork which depict the spiritual journey of an LGBT person. The display was titled, God is Trans, A Queer Spiritual Journey. Also, many Catholic nuns now give support to various gender-affirming medical procedures. And a group including Catholic bishops, an archbishop, and a cardinal have given their support for LGBT members. These few news articles are just drops in the bucket of those currently published online. They should all realize the truth of advice from the Apostle Paul, which foretold of a time when evil would steal many away from the truth. He wrote, "For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths." 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The rainbow flag. People have also written to me about the adopted use of God's rainbow as a symbol of their ungodly attributes. They call this symbol a pride flag, but I doubt our Lord looks upon it as representative of pride. Although additional color stripes have been added to their flag over the last few years, the main colors have been primarily six: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet. These six colors probably represent the most recognized flag worldwide. Originally, back in the late 1970s, there were eight colors, but two were deleted because of higher manufacturing costs and display problems. And honestly, I don't think that flag ever had anything directly to do with the rainbow as described in the Bible. Even the six colors displayed on that flag today represent completely unrelated thoughts. Red is for life, orange for healing, and yellow for the sun. Also, green is for nature, blue for serenity, and violet for spirit. While the colors of the LGBT rainbow flag are representative of unrelated thoughts, in the Bible the true rainbow colors are the reflection and refraction of the rays of the sun shining on falling rain. It was appointed as a witness of divine faithfulness and constituted a sign from God of His agreement. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." Genesis, chapter 9, verses 12-15. But for those who are still triggered or annoyed that God's rainbow is utilized for such a non-Christian purpose, they need not worry. The six colors used in the rainbow flag are lacking one of the seven colors exhibited in God's rainbow and are, therefore, not an accurate representation. The LGBT rainbow flag is composed of six colors. In the Bible, the number six symbolizes, 1, human weakness and imperfection, 2, the evils of Satan, and 3, the manifestation of sin. The true rainbow in the sky is composed of seven colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And in God's word, the number seven represents, A, God's physical and spiritual perfection, and, B, all things are accomplished and completed according to God's plan. What else does God say? Scripture is rather specific when declaring God's thoughts about LGBT behavior. He views such acts as detestable things. The Apostle Paul stated, in his first letter to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, sodomites, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, revilers, robbers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And specifically about this current transgendering of children or young adults, it is nonsense. God did not arrange for the possibility for someone changing their sex. Anyone deciding to cut off some part from their body, or attach something different to their physique, will not in any way change their natural born gender. If you don't believe this, have a transgendered person get their DNA tested and it will clearly show what gender they really are. No matter how much doctors deform someone's body or use chemicals to help imitate another sex, no gender is really changed. Wishful thinking is not real science. And about children feeling like they are of a different sex, give me a break. They are feeling the mixed hormonal signals of puberty and they will grow out of it, so give them a chance to mature. Satan has already downgraded God's perfect human creation, Don't allow him to further degrade our species by butchering our children. Encouraging children to undergo the atrocities of transgender surgery is as evil as sacrificing those children to the pagan god Moloch. Conclusion. The song for this article is from Bryson Gray, a pro-life and conservative hip-hop and rap artist. His work is considered to belong in Christian hip-hop and mega rap genres. The rap, Reclaim the Rainbow, is about taking back God's rainbow from the current worldwide sinful LGBT social movement. Many people may have already heard of this man, by way of his previous very popular political song hit titled, Let's Go Brandon. As I write this, the new song has only been out for a few days, so the lyrics have not yet been published online. For those who enjoy rap music, the YouTube link is listed in references and notes. The end. Copyright 2023, Dr. Ray Herman. OutlawBibleStudent.org. To view the references and notes for this article, see the citations list following the text copy online. Please leave any comments you may have at the end of the written article. Thank you for visiting the Outlaw Bible Student website.